Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Day two in limbo, but the sun is just lighting up the tops of the trees. It's beautiful outside right now.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a beautiful day.
That's all we need to know in the end. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by The Nest Audio from Google. You have a chance to win your very own home speaker to stream all your favorite music and Alice all the live long day. And it's easy to win. Every day on Alice at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we give you a code word. You text it to 20357, and you're in. It's that easy. Message and data rates apply. Let's do this thing, people. Okay, we're going to start with Saturday Night Live. Who do you want to host that? If Tom Hanks hosts it, are you watching?
No, I don't really care about that. So
go ahead.
I watched the one that Eddie Murphy hosted and just loved it. I just love him. I loved it.
So you'd watch it again if he was hosting again.
Yeah, I really like it. I liked that Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle and a few other comedians came out to support Eddie as well. I thought that was super cool. I would watch if Chris Rock hosted. I would watch if Chappelle hosted.
Stop right there. Dave Chappelle is hosting this week. And what a week to host.
Nice.
I'll watch that.
As the world is turned upside down. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, well, I got to tell Vinny because he's going to want to watch this.
I'm into it.
SNL. I actually don't know who the musical guest is. They're saying here that it hasn't been announced, but it seems unlikely. It is Thursday. Can you look that up? So Chappelle will be hosting the November 7th episode. That is the post-election episode. And I'm sure that'll be just exactly what we need it to be. That guy pulls zero punches.
Mm-hmm.
He's Chappelle the whole time. And he does not care.
He's
number
excellent.
Of Fs given, zero. Yeah, he is excellent. So it'll be, I'm sure has he hosted officially before?
I believe he has. And I'll tell you something.
Oh, after the election in 2016.
He's not for everybody. So,
No. You
know, if you are someone who sits there and is often outraged, you shouldn't watch him. Like,
it's
just
true.
It's true. It's such a trip. Like, Bill Burr caught all this crap for, you know, his intro and the things he said. I don't even know Bill Burr. I don't know why I feel like I need to defend the guy. But it seems like if you are finding yourself outraged, go
watch
do
less
something
things.
Else.
Yeah, find get take up a hobby that won't outrage you.
Everything is not for everybody,
your,
you know?
No,
I'll tell you
for
something.
Sure.
I have albums in my music collection that you won't like. You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I have them too. I never press play on them.
Right. And it's really simple to not be outraged over the music someone listens to. It's just don't listen to it.
Just if it's not for you, it's not for you. But I agree with you. But the problem is, Vinny, that it's like people think other people want to hear our opinions. And they just don't. Listen, like, we're paid to get on the radio and talk. And still people are like, shut up. We're like, well, it is the job, but you know, you've got a choice. You can choose. There's a dial. There are a million choices out there. Why would you watch or listen to something that's going to outrage you?
What I would say where we're concerned is listen anyway. Just stay tuned. Stay listening all the time. And your outrage is fine with us as long as you stay tuned and keep
all
that volume up.
Leave that stream going.
Right. So for us, it's totally different. But for other things, I would suggest don't do that to yourself. It's like that doom scrolling. Why are you doing it to
Why
yourself?
Are you doing
if you're
it?
Looking at something that's agitating you and causing you sleeplessness, Look away.
Try to call me later because I honestly needed to hear that yesterday as I was watching election coverage for no reason. There's no reason. I could just wait and hear what happens. But there I am, sucked into it. Just could not pull off.
Like I said earlier, I do think they're doing a very good job with the broadcast. But listen, you know what? You know one thing we haven't heard, and you probably haven't heard it in ages. And yet this, we've been through this before. What you haven't heard is hanging Chad.
Mm-mm.
Or pregnant Chad.
Mm-mm.
These are all, look those up, kids. These are all things from a Florida vote back in the year 2000 when we went through a very similar tight race and it did end up having to be recounted and decided through a court.
And that was one of the hardest, it was well over a month before we knew who the president was. And
dude,
it was
that picture,
hotly contested.
There's a picture burned into my memory of a guy with a, what do they call those, looking glass? It's not that,
magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass and a paper vote. That!
There it is. Checking for a hanging Chad.
And he's checking the Chads, which are the little things that are supposed to be dinked out of the
The system vote. There was you pressed it and it pushed your hole so that they could feed it into a computer.
Right, right. So, you know, this isn't unprecedented. It's happened before. It's what we just have to let the thing play out.
Yep.
Don't torture yourself.
I can't help
you've
it.
You've done your part. If you voted, you've done your part.
Right. Now sit back and just wait.
And the Foo Fighters are going to be on SNL.
Oh, the Foo Fighters. Oh my God. This is Vinny's show.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Either.
Chappelle and the Foo Fighters?
At the same damn time.
The same damn time.
Here's the trippy part. So this weekend, you know how you're going to have a 1,000 people party?
Yeah, I'm having a huge rager. Everyone's welcome. Come on over. Woo!
Apparently trying to get busted before you even start. But whatever.
The cops are into it. They love it. Love raves. Lollipops for everyone. What do you have at raves? Ecstasy. I got ecstasy coming out my
ecstasy and Molly. Yeah.
Ears. Oh yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Aren't those the same thing? I have no idea. These,
I don't
these
think
new
they
drugs.
Are. But I've never done either of those.
Me either.
So.
I'm too old for that crap. But the kids, I'm sure, at the rave will be going nuts with that stuff.
The kids
at my rave.
Okay.
That I'm throwing, where we're all going to kiss at midnight and all drink from one cup.
All right.
1,000 people, one cup.
Oh. I forgot what I was even saying. Go on.
No. I forget what you were saying, too. What was it? You said this weekend.
Oh, the missus is leaving tomorrow to go get my mom. I'm alone with the kids for basically 2 days. Maka's going to come help me for a little bit tomorrow, and then I'm on my own. So actually, come Saturday night, when my mom and wife arrive from their road trip, I am going to sit down and just lock into that show. I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be great. Or you could come to my rave, one or the other. Bring the kids. It'll be fun. We have a whole kiddie area. It's one of those ones where you put all the kids into one place together, and they all sneeze on each other and like lick each other. It's going to be awesome, Vin. Come on over.
It sounds great.
Yeah, it's worth the drive.
I don't know how I could let myself miss that.
I can't understand it myself. I'll come get you. No problem. I'm happy to. Love it.
Boy, you're making it hard to miss that. Mm.
Let's see here. So, look, and you actually mentioned the 2000 election. Elections are tough, and it feels like they're getting tougher, maybe just because we're getting older. Maybe they've always been harder. The older you are, the more you care.
Well, that's the point of me bringing that up, is that this isn't the first time this has happened.
No.
It's not, you know, we went through this once before. The hanging Chad thing was the term of the year, I think.
Yep. Right.
You know, I mean, you
got added to dictionaries. So whether or not you have suffered like this before, it's a tough one. And I have a solution to calm your nerves.
Is it pizza?
It's not pizza. It's not alcohol. It's emotional support Canadians.
What?
You heard me. There's a Canadian guy. And now he's not alone, because other Canadians are like, oh, yeah, we'll help you too. One kind Canadian offered to provide Americans with one of his fellow countrymen to soothe our nerves in the continued aftermath of this election. He said, this is a tweet, and this is what Twitter's for. He said, "Dear America, Emotional Support Canadians are on standby. If you've not yet received your Emotional Support Canadian, one will be assigned to you shortly. That tweet went viral and 143,000 people liked it and shared it, and 33,000 retweets. And other Canadians have now jumped in, and they're also offering to help. They won't let us into their country, but they're offering to, I'll get on the phone with you. We can talk over a beer, eh? A brew. So it's fantastic. And actually, what's really funny is that Americans are like, yes, please. Can we please? I mean,
well,
obviously,
that's,
it's a
that's
joke,
very
but
cute
they,
and it's very nice.
Oh, thanks.
You know what? I actually.
You're welcome.
I know it's not the time. No travel at the moment is really worth it.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree.
But at some point, I
mean,
want to go to Canada.
Oh, my God. Canada's amazing. Out. I've never been to West Coast Canada, but East Coast Canada, I've done tons up there in Ottawa, and I've been to Toronto and Montreal, and it's and friendly people. Like, Canada's great.
So you used to road trip up there?
We did. We went, and actually, my I've told you this before, my grandfather was the ambassador to Canada for many years, the United States ambassador. That's right, people, bitches. So he lived at the embassy in Ottawa.
Is with you.
I don't know what's with me today. It's actually
did you
true,
just
though.
Spike your grandpa on
I
us
did.
Or
I
something?
Spiked him. That's right. He was in pictures with presidents, or so I'm told. So he, but he lived up there. And so I used to go and visit my grandmother. My parents would send me on a plane to Ottawa and I would stay.
Is this the grandmother that always referred to you as a fornicator?
Yes. Yeah. Horrible okay. woman. Horrible. Great grandma, though, when I was little. She liked me less, I guess, and she couldn't stand my mother for some reason. So, or at least she was always really mean to her. But I used to go up there, and it was absolutely wonderful. So, Canada. We're coming, Canada. Please let us in. Oh, okay. We're here for your emotional support, eh?
All right.
It is that time of year that nobody waits for. It's the Goop Holiday Gift Guide.
Mm. Oh.
You know, I will say they're saying here nobody waits for it. I wait for it. I am. I like Oprah's gift guide, her favorite things or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And in the last few years, I've been like, all right, let's see what Gwyneth's got up her sleeve. I'm dying to see. You know, she's got candles that smell like her vagina. I'm mm-hmm. not kidding. That's a real thing.
I'm a fan.
Well, you're going to like some of this stuff then. First of all, if you're on the thrifty side, I actually don't know if I can say this, so I'm not going to. For only $15, you can buy your loved one a 128-page coloring book that is for the outer area of your woman parts, the V.
Oh, right.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's all different drawings of that, and you get to color them in. Rainbow. You can go sparkles. You can bedazzle the thing.
I like more a more realistic rendering for each one. But sure, I think that's...
No word on if it comes with, woman area colored crayons or not, in a wide variety. But you can get that. That's only $15.
Unfortunately, I feel like there's not a lot I can say here, so I'm gonna just zip.
It is. It's a tough one to really go off on. Well, listen. How about this one? What living room is complete without a lamp made out of an actual loaf of bread?
What?
Don't worry. It's coated in resin.
Weird that the coloring books make me hungry, and yet the bread lamp, not at all.
$210. It's like a baguette, and it's opened up, you know, so it's like a long French loaf, and then they've opened it, resined it, and fitted it with, so it glows. It's like a glowing bread loaf.
That's so weird.
That you put, I know, it is weird.
Does someone want that?
You know, someone will want. There it is. There, see how it's all hollowed out, and there it is. And do they show it in the darkness where you can see how much glowing it does?
They don't show it in the darkness, no.
Yeah. Well, it is bread. If there's someone out there who just can't stop popping out the kids, Vin, everyone knows somebody like that. Well, here's someone. Here's something that you can get for. Maybe she's busy having babies, but she hates those hospital bills. Well, for a mere $7,500, you can get the Labor Scylla. It is a birthing chair. Maybe you can share this with other people. Like, you only need this so often. right? Even if you are popping out kids, it's not like there isn't wait time in between.
Is it, what is it made of? Can you take that outside and hose it down?
Let's have a look here. If it needs to.
I don't know that you want to share stuff like that unless it's super.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's not a chair like you might think. It's more like, it looks like slabs of padded. And by the way, the lady who is languishing on this thing is very much not pregnant and very much spread eagle. So it's worth a look. It really gives you options for a million different positions. It's not like you're sitting in like a doctor's chair or, you know, where girls get scoped out, you know.
Is it possible this is really more of a sex chair?
That is because I'm trying to think of other uses for this, and it does look like something that maybe you could get busy on. It looks like you could easily be on your knees sort of three levels up because it's like a six-layer chair. Oh, there it is. So there's all the various positions. Oh, that lady is pregnant. There's one where the lady's just, and she looks like she's had a boob job. I mean, this chick is hot, and she is spread out pretending to have a baby on this chair. It's fantastic. So it's called the Labor Scylla. It's $7,500, so let's hope you can use it to make babies on as well as birth them. You All can right. sit, kneel, squat, rest, lean, and crawl until you find the peace and comfort that you need.
Is this the chick you're talking about?
That's the one right there. See, no, she's not pregnant. She's in the perfect position for you to maybe fall right on top of her. And she's on a padded, I don't know, what is that, 6-7 layers of foam wrapped in fake leather. I don't know what that is. But yeah, maybe you can hose it off then.
Is that a blow-up thing?
I don't think so. It seems to be more stable than that. Oh, look at though. They're showing all the various positions you can be. Yeah, oh, that is. Look, that might be worth a look at just for the fun of it. Those ladies do seem to be
well. I don't think that's in my budget this year, but I have never plans on having another child, so maybe that's for younger people.
Maybe you could buy it for your daughters. They could play on it as children.
Then they could have it in their
apartment, and then when they have a baby, they've got a birthing chair right there. I'm just saying, you know. It's like a long-term gift for the many stages of life.
You know what? We're in a doll phase. We're going to stay there, okay?
We like she could
stuffies.
Definitely store her dolls on there. That's
we
no
like
question.
American Girl dolls. We're going to stick with that, okay?
So this is the Goop Holiday Gift Guide. So Gwyneth has collected a bunch of wonderful things that you can get your loved ones. By a show of hands, has anyone here ever had a watermelon bust out of a bag you were carrying it in, and then you've lost your watermelon to the concrete that it fell on? Anybody?
No,
nobody here?
Yeah,
huh. That's weird. Apparently, there's a need for this. It's the watermelon carrying purse. It is a purse specifically designed to carry a watermelon. It's lovely. It's a beautiful purse.
It is beautiful. It
looks like it's made of leather. And, oh, sure, they're piecing it all together. It's actually a lovely purse, I gotta say. I cannot tell how much this is because everything on this website is written in Japanese. It's just a link to where you can get it from. But I'm sure it's expensive. Oh, look at them put that thing
together.
Oh,
you love to watch this video. Sarah.
I know. I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying not to get distracted by it because the guy's got like a Mondo leather machine. It's really quite
fancy.
Lovely. Anyway, if you've got $13,600 collecting dust.
He's putting the watermelon.
Look at the adjustable.
Oh, and it buttons up,
and now he snaps it in.
That's so cool.
That is for the woman who has everything.
That is
like
something
that,
you
it's
do
adjustable.
Not need.
I might need that. I might. How much is that? I might need a leather
you
watermelon.
You just told us it's 13K.
No, I don't know how much this is. I'm telling you the next thing is 13K.
Oh.
The next thing is called a study pod. Although, I will say, in looking at this, you could use this really for...
Oh, this is great.
For most anything. If only it had a bathroom in it, it could be a guest house, for God's sake. It's basically a tiny room that sits outside. It's big enough for it looks like one of those wall charger bricks that you plug into your wall. It's shaped like that, flat on both sides, but then sort of rounded square edges. I don't even know what that thing is made out of. Can you tell? Is it one of those 3D printed things? Okay, metal and
it's
glass maybe.
Say.
you've got a modern house, it's going to look great in your garden. And you can walk in there and study. Oh, look, it's by a pond. Oh, that's beautiful. So it's just basically a giant, it's a giant tiny room. One side is all window. You can fit a desk and chair in there. You could put a bed in there. You could lay down a yoga mat and get your stretch on. It's like being outside, but you're still inside, kind of. So it's a pod.
That's great for us if you wanted to broadcast from there, you know?
Vinny, you could easily fit one of those into your backyard. It's a mere $13,600.
Yeah, I'm going to skip.
And by the way, if that candle, the one that smells like her vagina, wasn't enough for you, there is the This Smells Like My Vagina perfume available in a roll-on.
I like that Gwyneth is the tributes to Womanaria are welcome and enjoyed by me. I like it. I like the perfume. I like the coloring books, and I like the candles.
But not the sex/birth chair, and not the study pod. Yeah. Oh, and not the watermelon.
Right.
Not the watermelon purse. Although that watermelon purse is kind of awesome.
Except that now you've actually got to go to the store and get watermelon to be able to use your purse.
Obviously. Or my bowling ball. I guess you could probably fit a bowling ball in that.
And a basketball.
All right.
Or a basketball. Yeah. I could carry my basketball around in a leather carrying case.
Basketball would be a lot lighter.
It certainly would. And I'm going to leave you with this because I thought, well, I will probably watch this on HBO Max starting tonight. You can stream, I guess it's a movie called 2 Weeks to Live. And it stars Arya from Game of Thrones. Maisie Williams is her name. And I will say this. If you'd watch it based on just the fact that it's Arya, it looks good enough for you to do that. Don't watch the trailer. The entire plot is in the trailer. Did you agree, Brittany? You watched it too, right?
Yeah, it does feel that way. Although it seems like it's action-packed enough where I'd still enjoy it, even if, you know.
I know, and now I have to, because if I'm going to watch it, I already know what's going to happen. I know this happens. I know that happens. I'm like,
it looks really fun, though.
It does. It actually looks really good. It's a chasey. There's some conspiracy thing going on there. It's her trying to get away from her mom, and now she's trying to get away from, like, maybe mob people.
It seems like she's still playing Arya, though. Like, she has, of course, the same accent, but she's a badass fighter.
Yeah, she's a wicked good fighter. Yeah. There's some good scenes in there where she's, like, kicking people through, like, shoji screens and stuff. It looked real. I was like, whoa, that's amazing. Anyway, HBO Max, it's called 2 Weeks to Live. And the trailer. Did we put the trailer up in case anybody wants to spoil it for themselves?
Yeah, I'll put it up and you can spoil it for yourself.
All right, perfect. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
It looks like a texter, 925, has requested dibs on Ryan Reynolds as their support Canadian, please.
Oh.
So
I forgot we could maybe claim one.
Yeah, he's, I guess he just got taken by 925.
Oh,
sorry, everyone.
Ooh, sorry,
and I'll do
guys.
News
I'm
after
Blake's.
These. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.